Welcome to Air Laundry with Leon Gary. Please be advised the nature of this podcast and subjects discussed here on forth are intended for mature audiences only. I am not a trained professional nor claim to be one. Any advice or topics in this podcast are opinions based on past or present experiences from myself and those around me. Now let's wash and air some of the dirty laundry in our lives together. Welcome one, and welcome all. Today's episode is a little close to home. On Wednesday morning, found out that my aunt had passed away. My mum's youngest sister. Mum being the middle child, with one older sister and one younger sister, and had a younger brother, but he passed away before I was born. And she hadn't been well for some time now. And it was the unfortunate reality where nothing could be done. And it's a real hollow feeling. And it's a true indication of how many lives you find out, how many lives that people have touched. And this could be a very long episode on the very long story of the forever battle of our mortal coil, of us, of our mortality, of accepting and coming to the acceptance that one day we will die in the same way that we rose and we were birthed and we... That would sound way cool if I said birthed and then rose and then became and then fell and then passed. That would have sounded way cooler, but completely stuffed it up. But... The first death I experienced in my life was my father. I was 14 years old. The last time I heard from him was on my 14th birthday. He was a kind man, a generous man. Unfortunately, he wasn't a very well man. He had a lot going on inside his head. So I wanted to use this episode as a bit of a chance to talk about the impressions that family have on us, that our parents have on us, and more importantly, the value of life and the acceptance of death. So that's just the premise of this episode. As with all things with Air Laundry, is that we're aiming to talk about the things that we might not feel comfortable about. So again, without sounding like a broken record, my father passed away when I was 14. He was kind, generous man, and in going to his funeral, it was interesting to see people that I'd never met, I had no idea who they were, coming up to me and crying and embracing me and holding me, saying how much of a kind man he was, and all these wonderful praises, and it painted a real positive picture of what my father was like in his final days. Even final weeks and months of his life. And that itself was that was tough, because even though you're surrounded by so many people, you feel like you're the only one in the room, where there's so much happening, so much commotion, so much energy, so many people moving and coming and going, where faces blur in together and everyone just becomes anonymous. You can't even see anyone. You're just so caught up, so enthralled, and so just bewildered by there's so many people around you, and you can't make sense of any of it because such a tragedy has occurred. And though grief is what bring the sorrow and the grief is what bring people together, it's the celebration of life and the joy that vessel, that entity brought whilst they had their time on this earth. And then from there, we could talk about the sorrow and the hardship and the struggle, even now as a grown man, that I feel and face in having lost him from such an early age, such a pivotal time. Moving on from there, the next loss of my family was both my grandfathers. They were quite close to each other in age, not in reality. They were very far apart in reality. I can't remember chronologically, but I want to say it was my father's father that passed first, and then my mother's father that passed after that. I can't remember. I'm not going to go back and look over on the records and weep over it. But again, it was as opposed to being so close to the center, so to speak, as being a father's son. It was comforting, might be a word I would use, to see my grandfathers and my aunts, and on my father's side, seeing his daughters, my aunts, my father's sisters, and their husbands and our cousins all coming together and laughing and enjoying that moment. You know, our family have had their differences, for sure, as most families do. To think that your family is perfect is a pipe dream. You got to take those rose-colored glasses off. You got to take those rose-colored glasses off, because nothing's perfect. But to see everyone coming together, it's a shame that it was such a I hate using the word sad. It's not sad, just such a traumatic event to happen, to bring people together. But there was joy in that, and to see everyone again was whole. To see the family whole again. And from there, it was my mother's father, who, again, a gray man, had lived a very full life, as both my grandfathers have, very full lives. Just champions of their arena, masters of their domain, whatever other idiom or analogy I can think of, or metaphor, probably metaphor. And however, there was a lot of his family was with his, I don't know the term for it, but his brothers and sisters with his religion. And what religion, what is irrelevant? It's not relevant. But they're the people that he held close to, and they held close to him. So a lot of those people were there. So to be there with my grandmother, the widow, so my mum's mum. I remember I was so upset because he was such a character, they both were such larrikins, such characters. And to see he had his favorite hat. It was like this Akubra. This favorite hat, and seeing it on his coffin, just, oh, I couldn't stop. And then my nanny, I could keep calling grandmother, such an odd phrase, slaps me on the wrist and says, "Stop it, otherwise I'll start crying." I'm such a strong woman. All my family are strong. And again, I think I must have been the most upset, which was not vain, but just being front and center and seeing it was so so upsetting. wasn't celebrating. It's upsetting. That's the nature of the thing. There's you know, it's there's strength in that. And I thought by then I would have had enough quote unquote practice to be good enough at it. I thought it would have been okay, but just the to reminisce and the memories and the association and the speeches was it was something else. It was something else to see so many people who have been touched by my father, by my and both my grandfathers, by old granddad Jim and Grampy Sayers. And just so many stories. I could tell a podcast on each of them. But then moving forward, it's everyone's been in good health. It's been smooth sailing. And the last time we're all together, at least for myself, again, because my mother's side of the family now, all of them live in the eastern states, and I live in the western states of western state of Australia. And the last time we're all together that would have been about December 2017, I would probably say. Or thereabouts, sometime in the dawn of the new year, I broke my ankle. And there's this wonderful photo. They all arrived here. Back in 1964, there was a boat they arrived on called the Fair Star II. They arrived at the Fremantle Docks from sunny old England. It's a family. And we were down at the Maritime Museum and we're looking and finding there. They have like these engraved plaques of the family names and when they arrived and what vessel they arrived on. This beautiful photo of the four of us. It's myself, my late aunt, then the middle where the plaque is, my mother, and then their mother. And my partner at the time took the photo, so I'm thankful for her photography skills, even though we don't talk anymore. And that was the last time we were all together, because then, you know, my mum flew over to check up on me because I had such a life-threatening injury. Always one for the dramatic. And then after that, my aunt and my nanny sold up shop, and then because she was flying back to and from the eastern states to look after her, and they all shipped up and moved back to the eastern states. Eastern states is where it seems to be. Not at the moment, thanks to coronavirus, but everyone moved over there. So it was a nice change. And that was the last time we actually saw all of each other. And though talking often in calls and social medias and messages and what have you. But above anything and all else, like the leading to the modern day, of again with my aunt's passing, is the amount of people that have paid respects. And it's always such a weird thing on social media when you see people posting and sharing photos when they've passed. It's weird. It's like a ghost in the machine. It's like a constant of who they are. There's been friends of mine who've had their friends and their family pass away, and they post things. And again, there's been extended family that have passed away as well. And it's weird to see like remnants, like just like a eternal, I don't know, call it a document, but like a library, an eternal history of this person and the social media. There's like this negative print, I guess, if you will, the photograph of their life. This is the photograph of our lives. But it's the amount of people she inspired and reached out to, and just forever glowing energy, you know. Just there was nothing I could possibly say wrong about my aunt. And that's not even a matter of you know, being disrespectful. It's just you look at members in your family and there might be some negative annotations, but then like they're your family. You don't wish ill for your family. You may bump heads, you might not get along, but you don't wish ill on someone. And I never have and I never damn well will. And it's tough. Thankfully, my mother lives in central New South Wales and managed to get up to where they are in northern New South Wales and was there for her and in those final days. So that was it was nice. It's a good feeling to know that she could be there with her sister. It was a nice feeling to know that. Got a delicious glass of Pinot Noir. It's helping keep my my whistle wet telling this story. But yeah, she was on a decline for some time, and I thought that it would, I won't go so far as say easy, but again, if there's one person who accepted that the body was a vessel and when your time was up, it was my aunt. Very spiritual, very aware of the world and energy and her existence and how she radiated on this world. You know, she was literally just she was just being herself. And that was so refreshing. Just to have someone to like to be this time on earth, some 60 plus years of being true to yourself and being so happy with everyone around you and to create so much joy and to be a part and to share that with so many people. And that life force is, it's always there, always around, but it's not. The energy shift is different. It's no longer corporeal. It's now ethereal. Maybe. I have to look at my nerd facts before I start throwing words like that around. It's no longer physical. It's now that energy is manifested onto another plane of existence. But more importantly, that energy is shared. The memories, the genetics, it's all shared through all of us through those moments. So it's upsetting and it's been tough. But luckily, there's so many people around that can share so much joy with you in regards to it. Like she has an incredible family on her side, two loving sons who are my cousins, who a fair bit of an age difference. I think they're about 10 years my senior, thereabouts. But, oh, yeah, maybe about, we'll say 10 years for the sake of the conversation. And same story, we looked up to them when we were kids. We thought they were the coolest kids on the block. And then there, well, they had kids and huge family. It's just crazy to see the such joy amongst them all. And this one person being able to kind of dance like a light in the dark, just bouncing around. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't get any easier. But the sooner you try to understand and accept that we aren't of this, that we are of this plane of existence, but not forever, it's humbling. There's a sense of urgency to do something. So as we start to wind things up here, it's kind of cliche, but hug your loved ones. Tell them how much they mean to you. Share a story. Give them a call. Because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's not being negative. It's not being whatever. It's not trying to harness any kind of anything. It's just our vessels are so meek and feeble. They can be taken from us without even knowing. So just appreciate the time that you have and appreciate the time of others. This has been Leon Gary, and we have aired some laundry today. We'll talk next time.